Are you a person of the book? Welcome to Rise Up. This is Father Jonathan Meyer. And oftentimes Christianity, Judaism, and Islam are considered to be people of the book, faiths of the book. And reality is that we are not a people of the book. Now hold on. We believe in a book. And that book is the Bible. We believe that God has given us his sacred words. But we also believe that those words are actually living, that they're true, and that the second person of the Most Holy Trinity is Jesus, who is the Word of God, the fullness of all revelation. And so we do claim to be the people of the book, the faiths that follow a book, but our book is a person. Our book is a living reality, because he is divinity itself. I want to encourage you just to breathe in today the word of God. Our gospel passage today, Jesus says, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever who keeps my word will never see death." Well, what is his word? His word is a person, which is himself. Whoever keeps me within them, whoever lives with me, whoever takes me, Jesus Christ, the second person of the Holy Spirit, Most Holy Trinity, into themselves will never see death, because when we become one with Jesus, we become one with eternity. If I become one with my Bible, I'm becoming one with a piece of paper. But we believe that those words and those pages are living and true and salvific because they are a person. So as you study God's word, as you listen to God's word, how beautiful to know that it is the word of God himself given to us by the Father. Amen.